Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I am still very excited after reading the book, Acres of Diamonds, by Russell Conwell, who shared that we are all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us and within our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And today, our special guests and hosts and co-hosts are chiming into the conversation to talk about our special events that's going to be taking place in the city of Riviera Beach. Mr. Dan Calloway has served as the athletic director of the Youth Recreation of Palm Beach County since its founding in 1965. His love of all sports began early in life and led him from the sandlots of Riviera Beach to the Pittsburgh Pirates farm camp. After returning to Palm Beach County, his love for sports helped him to mold the lives of thousands of young people through mentoring and coaching for the past 49 years. And I'm going to insert in this that my life is one of those, and the live family members and many, many, many of my friends. But many of the young people that he has mentored went on to become professional athletes, entrepreneurs, pastors, and just servants of the highest kind. He has always tried to impress upon young people the importance of becoming responsible, contributing citizens who give back to their communities. And that is actually the subject of this podcast every single week as we continue to come on and share the lives and stories of individuals who have grown up in the city of Riviera Beach, Palm Beach County, and the surrounding areas such as the Glades, and have contributed and continue to contribute a lot to our community. Mr. Calloway believes that if he can help the least and keep young people active, you know, he can continue to make a difference. And we have seen that through the lives of so many, many, many people. These and other activities, it will help all of us turn to sports and to leadership and not to negative street influences. At the same time, our other special guest today is none other than Artie Williams, who has had many accomplishments in his life, but none more important than being a part of Mama, Inc., which was founded in the memory of his nephew, Tory Donnell Manuel. Artie knows firsthand about the violence that has claimed the lives of many of our young people, so he vows to fight to prevent another mother from suffering the loss of a child, a senseless violence. And so help me welcome to the program today Dan Calloway, Artie Williams, and Deja. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Calloway. Yes, Artie, Mr. Calloway, Deja.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead, Artie.
Well, I'm just going to say that I'm going to stand in right now. Mr. Calloway is unavailable, but he will be with us as soon as he can. but I will be able to fill in and answer some of the questions and talk about some of the events that we're going to have in this upcoming year. And we're going to start that off with just to give you a little insight on what we're doing. We are trying to fill our calendar up every month by having something that's going on in Riviera pertaining to our centennial. Riviera will be turning 100 years old September, and we're just trying to make sure the city has a lot of events and commemorate all the things that have been accomplished in Riviera Beach and highlighting the people who made that happen.
Okay, so in terms of the schedule, and I see that Mr. Calloway has joined, so when you're ready, Mr. Calloway, you can just go ahead and unmute yourself and jump in. But in terms of the schedule, what's the first activity that you'd like to share with our listeners and then begin to help us understand why is this so very important?
Okay, our first activity we're going to have is going to be a Christmas event. It's going to be called Holiday Fest at Goodmart Park. We do that every year, but this time it's a little bit different. We normally do it on a different holiday around Memorial Day, but with the pandemic, we were not able to be out in the parks. And having something in that park, and as you know, that was the oldest park in Riviera Beach, Goodmart Park. It's the oldest park in Riviera Beach, and we're going to do that for the Christmas this year, and we got all the guys together, especially I think your class of 72, who participate with us every year putting this on. And what it does is it brings the community together. People on the north side over there of our area, they all gather, they all come out, they all have a great time. Not so much as just bringing them out to have a fun day, but we have events that goes on during that time. We have basketball, we have the tutoring sign-ups. We have people talking about crime prevention, mental health. And it's going to be a lot of things going on to make this event successful. So our first event will be at Goodmart Park.
Okay. Do we have basically roughly a time frame in terms of what time of the year?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's going to be changed a little bit this year because we're going to come out around noon. Normally we'll start around 2 o'clock to about 8 o'clock. We're going to start around noon this year because we're going to also have the things for the younger people. We're going to have the cake and ice cream cups for the young people that we don't normally do at Goodmart Park. We normally do that at another site, but we felt that this year we're going to incorporate that together. So we're going to have the kids come out there for the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the ice cream at an early time. So from 12 o'clock this year, noon, to we still going to go into about 8 o'clock.
Perfect. Now, what about the Thanksgiving activities? Are we still planning those activities?
What we're going to do is Thanksgiving, actually, I should have led off with that one. That was going to be this month. Event for Goodmart is going to be in December. That's going to be December 18th. But the Thanksgiving event will be on Thanksgiving, on the 25th. We're going to be at Lindsay Davis Community Center. And what we do every year, last year we was able to feed over 6,000 people, it has grown every year. Now, that's going to include the Glades, the Bell Glades, South Bay, Pahokee. We do about 3,000 over in the Glades. So this year we had a sign-up of over 7,000 people, which is the largest we ever had. So we're going to get there probably about 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll start getting all the food together, and all this is going to be mainly pickup and deliveries. We're going to serve different communities every year. We have, I'll just say for instance, we have each community probably want about 400 or 500 meals each. And we have our guys to put it together, deliver it out there. But we're looking forward to Thanksgiving. That's one of our best times of the year, and the menu is going to be terrific. It's going to be the same thing that you will have at your household. So I think it's going to be great, and we're looking forward to getting that together. And by 12:30, we all are home with our families. So that's great also. So we don't spend most of our day out doing this. We get it done in the morning, and by 12:30, we're home with our families.
Excellent. All right. Now, what about the centennial celebration? Any from that and any demands? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to have a few things going on for the centennial. We're going to have the special in February. We got a couple of things going on. Well, in January, let me just get back and go to January. As you know, Ms. Calloway will be retiring probably after 58 years of the Youth Recreation Association in January 29th. Well, that's when he's going to have his going away celebration on January 29th. We're going to be at the marina. But after that, February is when we really get started with a lot of the outdoor events that we have for the centennial. And then we're going to start that off with our golf tournament. We're going to have a golf tournament that we're going to be doing February 19th at Martin Downs Country Club. Now, we still have foursomes available, so the listeners out there, if you're a golf enthusiast, we want you to sign up, get your foursome in there, and let's see if we can go out there and have a great time. Now, we're going to do this golf tournament in February, and after the golf tournament, we're going to skip over to something we're doing in April 1st. We're going to do it April 1st, but it's not going to be April Fool's joke. We're going to have a seniors fashion show, which is going to be great. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, but we're going to have a fashion show at the marina. We're going to probably kick that off tomorrow. I think it starts at 6 o'clock, and we're going to go on to we have enough participants. We hope that we can last, and we know it will be at least about 3 hours with that one, with the fashion show, and that's going to be great. You're going to see all of the seniors and soon-to-be seniors out there straighten their stuff, but I think we're going to have a great time with the fashion show, and that's going to be in April. And as we continue down the month, we're going to have our events for May is going to be our Olympics. River Beach is going to host the All-Olympics. We're going to have the same thing that you had in the summer. We had to watch the Olympics this year. We're going to have the track and field. Instead of the seniors, going to have a lot of seniors up there, too. Instead of the seniors running a 100-yard dash, we're going to put them in a 60-yard dash and maybe a relay or 20 yards each. So we're going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun with the seniors, but we're going to have the youth basketball of all ages, and we're going to have the basketball, the track and field. We're going to have a softball tournament. We got just a lot of things that we got planned for the community here in Riviera Beach in May. So we're going to continue just having these events each and every month so we can have the city residents to get out and enjoy themselves.
Wow, that's a lot. Is there a place where individuals can go to a website or a contact to begin to register and get more information?
Sure. Glad you asked that. Our website for the youth recreation is www.yrapbc.com. Again, that's www.yrapbc.com. Or you can go on Mothers Against Murders Association Facebook page. You can find the information there also. You can contact Angela Williams on her Facebook page or Artie Williams on my Facebook page, and you get all the same information, the numbers, the registration. If any questions, you can give us a call at 561-201-9358. Again, that's my number, 561-201-9358, or Angela Williams at 561-324-3701. And we'd be glad to have any questions that you have about these events, any upcoming events.
Okay.
I was just wondering, Ms. Ann, if it's fine if I chime in really quick and just ask Mr. Artie just a couple of questions.
Absolutely, okay. Please, sir. Thank you.
So just going back to you talking about the, Thanksgiving drive as well as the Christmas drive, for both of them, will you all be taking volunteers?
Thank you. don't know if he's on yet. I don't know if he's.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Unmuted, unmuted,
hello,
unmuted,
hello,
unmuted,
hello,
unmuted.
Hello.
Muted.
All right, so we're going to go ahead with the program. Our guests will be calling back in. Just want to remind everybody that you are listening to hashtag I Am Riviera Beach with Dan Calloway and Artie Williams. And this program was created to continue to increase the pride of our wonderful city in Riviera Beach. Dan Calloway, as we all know, has helped many individuals throughout the city of Riviera Beach, the county, the state, and many states in terms of helping individuals to progress in their lives and also in their business. Welcome back to the show, Artie. Can you hear us a little bit better now?
Yes. For some reason, it kind of dropped the call, but I'm back. I apologize.
Okay, no
problem.
Okay,
Deja, I know you have a question.
Yeah, let
okay,
us go ahead
no
and repeat the question again, Deja.
Okay, yes, no problem. So I was talking about your Thanksgiving drive as well as your Christmas drive. Will you all be taking volunteers for both of those drives?
That's a great question, Maish. We need as many volunteers as possible. That would be great. If someone wants to come out and volunteer, we'll be able to we need more volunteers. We'll be able to get you that information. It's going to be at Lindsay Davis Community Center, Riviera Beach, 28th Street. That's Lindsay Davis Community Center. Great. We would love to have as many people as we can. The more we have, the quicker we take care of our task and get home to our families. But, yes, David, thank you. That's a great question.
Great. And so with that, will there be an age limit to who can't come and volunteer, or will it be open to everybody?
Well, we would love you to be at least in high school to come out and volunteer, because it's going to be a lot of people, and we don't want the young youth to be more so there in a way. So we're going to have everybody going to be doing their own task, so we need people that's going to be probably anywhere from 14 and up would be great. We got things that the young people can be doing while the older people are packing the boxes and delivering them and loading them up. I would say about 14 and up would be great.
And where did you say that we could contact to find out about coming and showing up and being able to volunteer?
Well, again, you can either go on the website at www.yratdc.com, or you could just give us a call at 561-201-9358. That's myself, my name is Artie, and we'll be able to get you the information. You can volunteer, and a lot of times if the student need community service hours, we'll be able to provide those also.
Okay, great, because I'm definitely thinking about coming to you for the Thanksgiving drive as well as the Christmas, because I will be coming back down. So I definitely would like to help out and just give back. So definitely we'll be getting in contact.
Great. Sounds great. We can use your help.
All right.
Any more questions?
I don't have any more questions. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before we start wrapping up?
No, I just want to say that serving the community in Riviera Beach has been great, and we love our city, and that's why we're planning all these events. We are glad that the city chose the Youth Recreation and Mother Against Murders Association to be over these events. They could have given that to anybody, but they know what the work that we're doing here with the youth and the seniors. And anybody that wants to be a part of it, again, I want you to come out, volunteer. We have a lot of other things that we're doing also in the city. If you need the events that we have, a list of events that we have coming up, again, just go on the website or on our Facebook page. Facebook page is Youth Rec of Palm Beach County. So you can go on Facebook page and you can get to see all the same events that we're having and also the upcoming event. But again, I just like to thank Ann and Neil for being, letting me be a part of this show, and we look forward to serving you guys for years to come.
Excellent. Daisy, do you have anything else before we prepare to wrap up?
Just one question that kind of came into my mind. So Mr. RD, do you have anything coming up for Mama? Because what I do know is that you and Mr. Dan are very active in that, as you are a co-founder of it. So I was just wondering if there are any events coming up for Mama as well for this year or possibly next year.
Well, not just Mama alone. Mama's going to be a part of the Thanksgiving drive and all of these events. But this time of year, we'll normally be planning a getaway for the mothers. Before the pandemic, we always sent at least 15 mothers on vacation. My sister, Angela, which is the president and founder of the company, she always made a business to make sure these mothers have an outing. And as soon as we're able to get away and do that again, we'll be glad to start it over. But Mama would be just as important as putting these on the bench, because they are part of this these events that we're doing. So everything that you see the Youth Recreation doing is also part of Mother Against Murder Association. So we don't have anything just for them as yet, but they are collaborating on everything that the city says in store.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Arden.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So we want to thank everybody for listening, and we want to send blessings to Mr. Calloway. We know he has not had enough commitment. For those of you that's listening in, my name again is Ann McNeil, and we've had a special guest joining us this afternoon, Mr. Arden Williams, and then we also have Miss Deja Harding. Say your last name for me, Deja, so I can pronounce it properly, please.
Harding, H-A-R-D-I-N.
It is Harvin, Deja Harvin,
yes,
and she is actually a student and also a recipient of this phenomenal organization. So we want to continue to just thank all of our listeners for joining us, and we just want to continue to remind you that Acres of Diamonds, you are all sitting in your own Acres of Diamonds, no matter where you came from, all over the world. Remember that whatever you're seeking is seeking you. And until next time, we want to thank all of you for listening in, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And everybody have a great day. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.